She never saw where the giant had come from. Three black dogs raced across his faded yellow surcoat, and his face looked as hard as if it had been cut from stone. Suddenly Arya knew where she had seen those dogs before. The night of the tourney at King's Landing, all the knights had hung their shields outside their pavilions. "That one belongs to the hound's brother," Sansa had confided when they passed the black dogs on the yellow field. "He's even bigger than Hodor, you'll see. They call him the Mountain that Rides." Arya let her head droop, only half aware of what was going on around her. Hot Pie was yielding some more. The Mountain said,
"You'll lead us to these others,"
and walked off. Next, she was stumbling past the dead men on their gibbet, while Hot Pie told their captors that he'd bake them pies and tarts if they didn't hurt him. Four men went with them. One carried a torch, one a longsword, two had spears. They found Lummy where they'd left him, under the oak.
"I yield,"
he called out at once when he saw them. He'd flung away his own spear and raised his hands, splotchy green with old dye.
"I yield, please."